Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today we're going to talk about, it's been kind of a slow news day. I don't have too many topics that are new and relevant, so I'm going back to one of our favorite classics, Miss Amy Horton. Now, if Amy posted this on Facebook and she was just a normal Facebook user or Twitter or whatever, I probably wouldn't be talking about her. But since she writes articles, and she writes articles for Bold, I guess it's magazine or Bold website, she's an article writer writing about her own personal experiences in her own life. And it's kind of peeking into the diary of crazy. And the reason why I say this is because just by looking at her stories, you can tell like she's all over the place, but it's very reminiscent of what its current dating is like for men. Because when they look at their prospects that are out there, and so many times we say, well, why don't guys really get into dating anymore? And you know, I've talked about this in the last couple of videos about guys saying, you know, I'm not really thrilled with the selections out there. And this is what's, now imagine this, but imagine it's your average everyday girl that doesn't write a news article. So she may be going through some of the same thoughts. And again, not all, but many of them today in the dating world, that she may be going through some of the same thoughts, and Amy just happened to put them on paper. So it makes it very easy to use her as an example of kind of the girls not knowing what they're doing. So let me get recording on this. And Amy starts off here with, and the article I'm going to read for us today is, I'm panicking because I'm getting older and there's no one left to date. Now, she wrote this 3 years ago, but I'm going to take you back through some of the articles to kind of show you. She says, I'm panicking, I'm getting older, there's no one left to date. Now, she's written articles on how she christened her 30th birthday with like a twosome or a foursome or something like that, her and two or three or four other guys, and she was proud of it. She's also got such, and I'm going to leave a link to her main page at Bold. So you can kind of look through how, like, I'm worth waiting. I don't want to get into a relationship until it's really worth it. And then also, let me show you some of the contradictions. I choose unavailable men because I'm afraid of love. But also, I just figured out that I go for unattainable guys because it feels safer. And also, I contracted a STI. Why I'm not ashamed, why I cheated after swearing I never would, how to have casual bedroom fun without catching feelings, but also, I don't care if it's naive, I'm holding out for fairy tale love. Apparently, holding out for fairy tale love doesn't mean holding out, giving yourself to other guys in the bedroom for casualness. So today we're going to talk about, I'm panicking because I'm getting older and there's no one left to date. And this is, obviously, I didn't use Amy for the thumbnail. I chose a very good looking woman that's in her 40s because I think what's happening now is, and this is the main complaint of guys dating today. And I'm going to keep talking about this topic because it's one that's important. Men that say, I'd like to date somebody that's, you know, normal, average, healthy, whatever. The young ladies are chasing after the bad boys. The nice guys then realize it's not happening for them. But miraculously, when they get into their 30s and 40s, all the gals come knocking saying, hey, you make a good income. You're stable. You treat women well. And you know, I do these dating apps all the time where I say, no more fun. I didn't pick out I have to pick out my profile dating for the day. I'm getting older. No more fun. No more good times. I'm ready for serious now. And a guy says, hey, what about my fun? Like, I want to have fun dating too. I want to enjoy myself. Why has it got to be so serious? And it goes right up until the end where the bad boys don't pay attention to them anymore. And all of a sudden they look around, and they say, geez, there's not many men left. Either the men have left the building. They're not dating anymore. They've decided to be bachelors. Or they're taken by other gals. And I just, this is a message for you guys so you understand women's thinking, so that when you're being turned down or you're not getting many dating opportunities, you understand, like I put in my last video, that it's not you. But also, you know, hey, any women, I've got about 7 or 8% of my viewers are women now, which almost equates to 20,000 women, that are subs or subscribers or viewers, that if you're thinking like this as a woman, if you're thinking like this, you better change. Let's read down through Amy's, I'm panicking because I'm getting older and there's no one left to date, because I think this is common. I see it all the time in, you know, in in videos, in posts on Reddit, in Twitter forums, where women are saying, you know something, I should have started a little bit earlier because now I'm looking at a long time being alone from 40 till the end. She says, I didn't worry too much about meeting the right guy immediately when I was younger. I thought it would happen in time and I had plenty of it. Now I'm in my 30s, and I think she's older 30s, almost 40 now, because I said this is a few years ago, and single again. And I realized I should have found a good guy and snapped him up. And that's why I'm freaking out. And again, if you look through her stories, I'll leave the link to her main page. It's all about, oh, I fell for the bad guy. I go for the unavailable guys. Then I'm single and I'm strong and go get it, girl. And then I fall for the bad boy again, and I get bored of nice guys. It's all in her written history. She's got 16 pages that each one has about 10 articles on it. So she's got 150 pages about her contradictions with herself. And again, this is what we men are seeing in the dating world, constant contradictions. And we just can't keep up with it. She says, my dating pool shrank before I even noticed. I was in a serious relationship for a couple of years, and I was taking my time to recover from the breakup. When I finally was ready to date again, I looked around and realized I had a serious problem. Everyone I met is either married, in a committed relationship, or someone I don't want to date. Yikes. And she talks about this in her other articles, that the ones she doesn't want to date are the ones she falls for. I didn't pull it up as one of the examples, but she even says, like, why I always fall for the bad guys, or maybe I did pull that one. Yeah, I choose unavailable men because I'm afraid of love. Well, yeah, the unavailable men are going to hit it and quit it. And why so many women do this until they realize, hey, you know something? I just burned through my 20s and my 30s, and I'm still alone. But now, you know, she's even written an article about how so many casual flings she's been on has hurt her ability to fall in love. Yeah, we guys know that. We know that. That's why when women come around and they say, yeah, you know, I've had all this fun, and I've been with all these guys, and we've gone, they can't pair bond anymore. And we know that. We know that, because then you get involved with a guy and then something attractive goes floating by and you go, maybe that's something better than what I have now. She says, all the good guys I know are taken now. I used to know tons of great dudes. Somewhere along the way, they all got snapped up, and the ones who aren't don't seem to be all that great. I know there has to be awesome single guys out there, but the number is definitely smaller than it was when I was younger. Yes, because guys, as they age, the last girl I dated at 48 years old, 46 years old, she was 26. So she started at 24. We ended when I was a couple years after that. So anyway, the age difference was like 18 or 20 years between us. I kept up with her. I went to the gym with her. We hung out. We both had fun. And I had finances. She didn't. She was a college student. But the money that a woman makes doesn't matter. The how smart she is doesn't matter. Is she fun? Is she cool to hang out with? Is she bringing the good times in the bedroom? Is she cool to hang out with? Can we go have a cold beer at a pub and enjoy our conversations? That's what men are looking for. Men are not looking for, hey, I'm completely independent and I've got a house and $1 million. And because, you know why? We know we're still supposed to be the providers. And that if we don't provide, then we don't have any value. We've learned this. And so when a woman says, I've got everything, a guy says, well, I'm not needed for providing. So that just means what? She's with me because she likes me. What happens when she comes across somebody else she likes more? She leaves. And it's not that we want women to be dependent on us. We don't want to be with somebody that doesn't have any money and has to come to us for money. But the point is, men, when a man says, hey, you know what? I'm a little bit older. I got a couple of grays coming in, but I make a good income. I've got a solid life. I'm mentally stable. I'm going somewhere with myself. I'm happy. I'm well adjusted. And I still have the ability to have a nurturing, good relationship. Women find that great. When a woman says, hey, I'm strong and I'm independent and I make good money and I'm great. But are you still willing to have a good time and still, you know, are you still like able to bond with somebody? Point to anybody and say, hey, look at Oprah Winfrey. Millionaire, I mean, a little bit older, a little bit heavier. But if you pointed to her and say, hey, she's a millionaire, a billionaire, whatever she is now, how many guys would go for her? None, really, unless they're like, they really are in a lot of debt and say, well, I'd take one for the team for a little bit of cash. But most men wouldn't care. But you reverse it and you point to a guy that's Leonardo DiCaprio. He's got a dad bod now. He's not in great shape. I just read a story where he won a bet with somebody because he went to one of the film festivals and was able to shag six models in a night. And he won that bet. There was a news article about it. So, but you look at Leonardo DiCaprio. He's aging a little bit, but what's he got? Money, power, status. Men don't care about money, power, and status. They care about, are you fun and attractive? So anyway, all the guys are taking before. She says, it's not like before. Most people are caught up in serious relationships before people break up all the time. Nothing seemed all that permanent. Now, all around me, I see is people who don't want to be settled down already. I'm the opposite. I'm just now finding my individuality and freedom and looking for another free spirit. Yeah, because you're now knocking on 40 and you realize that you're not getting the attention and the casual dates you used to. Guys that are at my age or a little bit younger in their 40s are shooting down into the young 30s or the older 20s. Now, is that to say that I might not find somebody that's, you know, 38, 40, 42 that I'd enjoy dating? No, I've dated women that age. I've dated women around my age. The problem is, though, they're out of the fun times. They're out of the, hey, let's just have casual and let's get to know each. It goes straight like date one. So are you looking for something serious? Are you ready to settle down? What about now? Are you okay with maybe being a possible dad to my two kids? Like, there's a lot of pressure when you try to date someone that's a little bit older. A woman that's a little bit older. Hey, a single guy like myself that's still riding motorcycles and enjoying my hobbies and living my best life, so to speak, as they like to say, I'm living my best life. Do we want to go straight into dad mode and be settled down and be the responsible, mature one to pay for? No. So when you come to the table with that in your later 30s, early 40s, and it's now super serious, guys are out. They still want the fun and just being adventurous. And it doesn't mean they wouldn't get settled down with the right woman, but they still want it to be fun and activity filled. And what? It's like coming to the table and saying, hey, you know, I'm really not a lot of fun. I'm kind of boring. I'm ready for serious. Would you like to hang out this afternoon? No guy's going to be into that. They want someone that's bubbly and energetic, and that's what young women traditionally brought. Now they bring a little bit too much bubbly. Everybody I know is getting married, right? Granted, my friends back home have been married forever. Some of them even divorced and remarried. Shocker. It's not the same out here as in the big city. People take longer to make it official. Now I'm at the age where even my friends here are getting married and having kids. I feel like the odd man out because I don't want a family. Yeah, you just want the hookup culture. The only viable guys are younger or divorced. Okay, that's not entirely true, but it's the majority. Younger dudes haven't committed to anyone yet, but I don't have a lot in common with most of them. Right, most of them just, if you're still a good-looking woman, most of them will just sleep with you and then move on. They're not ready to be the serious relationship. And the older guys that are, or the divorced guys that might, you know, be willing to date you have said, hey man, I've been run through the ringer. I'm not going to have that happen again. I've learned the game. We can date. We can even date serious, but I'm not putting a ring on it. I'm not going to live with you. I'm not going to be financially strapped to you so that if you decide to break the contract, you get to leave with cash and prizes and I'm stuck here holding the bag. Dating a guy who is divorced and or has kids is a whole different ball game. Yep. There are definitely different issues than a divorced guy brings to the plate. An ex-wife, for instance, and perhaps alimony and other legal issues. Yeah, that divorced guy's been run through the ringer. And if you want to be with him, you're going to have to put up with that. And if you say, well, I don't want to put up with that, well, guess what? Neither does he. But he got stuck in the system. He's also coming forward knowing the game and not willing to get back into it again. She says, I don't want kids. I don't want to particularly take care of someone else's. This narrows the dating pool even more. Yes, and men feel the same way. Men do not want to get married into a pre-made family where they're going to have to be responsible and the provider for not only the new wife, but also her kids from somebody else. Men my age are older, are still looking, let me try this again. Men my age or older are still single for a reason. Yep, I'm single too, and that's also for a reason. I won't settle for just any guy. Right, and that's why you're still single. It's not about settling, but it's about finding something that's reasonable, right? I am not in perfect shape. Yes, I have a chrome dome. My hair is, I'm not bald. I'm clear. I have hair that is clear. That's commonly a joke that I say. I'm not perfect, nor am I looking for somebody that's perfect if I were looking. However, these women are still stuck on, he's got to be perfect. He's got to be tall, athletic. And so they wait and wait and wait. And then they feel like they have to settle to find somebody And the truth is they're settling for their equal, which isn't settling at all, but they feel this way because they've been run through by a bunch of guys that found them cute enough to take home for a night or date for a month or two to have a little bit of fun with. And they say, thanks for playing. Bye-bye. I'm done. She says, maybe these guys are picky too, but unfortunately, all too often, there are different reasons for their perpetual bachelorhood. Sometimes they don't really want a committed relationship. Ding, ding, ding. Exactly right. Maybe they aren't emotionally available. Ding, ding, ding. Exactly right. Because we get burned when we get emotional. Or maybe they're just married to their jobs. Right. Because if women want guys that are successful and make good money, they usually have to work a lot of hours at very hard jobs. You can't have it all. He can't be there for you when you need him, but also at a job working very hard to bring home good bucks. He can't be the bad boy, emotionally distant man that attracts and makes you tingle for him, but also cry on your shoulder and he professes his undying love for you. Again, it goes back to you can't have it all. She says, number 8, also, most men my age or older wanted to start a family yesterday. Yeah, they may have wanted to start a family yesterday, but they also just enjoy dating younger women. And for some guys, they say, I want a younger woman because I like youth. That's good. That's understandable with men. Some guys say, I like younger women because they're fun. They're outgoing. They're bubbly. And for casual relationships, they're okay with it. Some guys say, I like younger women because they're not coming forward with the baggage and the anger and the frustration. And the, you know, I did a story on Danica Patrick, who broke up. She's like almost 40 now, I think. I forget the age I was talking about. But she said, the next man better bring his A game if he's going to win me. Like, guys don't want that challenge. We're not into that. Like, you're making it sound like work. And guys are just not going to date when it's work. She says, it's so tough to find an available man who shares my interests. You know, I'm not going to read the paragraph. I mean, you understand what it's... I was dating a gal that we both enjoyed CrossFit. We both did ultra marathons. We both... And doing the gym. We both liked being on a certain diet. I was doing the keto diet at the time. Great way to lose weight, by the way. Just good, healthy fats, healthy proteins, no carbohydrates. You feel like crap for the first couple days, and then once you get into it, feel great. We were dieting the same. We both love riding motorcycles. She had her own motorcycle. I had my own motorcycle. We'd ride motorcycle together. We belonged to the same clubs. Everything was great. And what happened? She bailed on me to go sleep around with some younger guys and have a bit of, because she was considerably younger than I was. And I was like, hey, you know what? It was fun while it lasted. My feelings were hurt. I thought we had a lot in common. But interestingly enough, now we still keep in contact, and she says, you know what? It's so hard to find somebody to date that has the same interests. Either guys aren't into motorcycles, guys aren't into CrossFit, guys aren't into these other things I like. And I'm like, hey, yeah. When you find somebody that has common interests and things do work out in the bedroom, don't think that you can just go out there because a guy is taller or hotter or more attractive, or same thing with a woman. If you go out and she's this or that, you got to have those core, because you're only in the bedroom. You're only being truly romantic for maybe half an hour a day or every other day or whatever. But what happens is they find this guy and he's really hot and he's fun and he'll sleep with him. But then when it's like, hey, do you want to go do? Nah, I don't want to spend time with you unless it's hookup time. And then all of a sudden they say, you know, I'm alone now 90% of the time until he wants to come over and hit it, quit it, and then he bounces. And now I'm alone all the time and I want someone to share my life with. Well, that guy you were sharing your life with, you threw him out. Now he's going to share his life with somebody else that appreciates him, or sharing it with his friends, or sharing it by himself. She says, I meet so few potential options that I'm starting to genuinely worry. It could be a problem perpetuated by the area I live in, but what if it's not? I worry that I'll move somewhere new only to encounter the same issues. I simply don't click with a lot of guys. I never have, which is why I get overly excited when I meet someone I like. Maybe it's not the men. Maybe it's not the area she lives in. Maybe it's not these guys she's meeting. Maybe it's you. You know, when I struggled in a lot of relationships, when I was younger, I had to stop and say, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Maybe I'm going about this wrong. And you know what? I was caring too much. I was putting in too much effort. I was showing, I was kind of trying to propel the relationship, and she kind of, wasn't. And what these women would feel like is that I was kind of chasing and I was pushing and I was putting her up on a pedestal, and they'd say, not really feeling that. And they'd move on. Interestingly enough, the moment I came forward and said, look, here's what I'm looking for in a relationship, and this is what it's going to be. And if you're not cool with that, that's cool. But if you're cool with that, then let's try it out. I would end up dating more, and I would have more success in dating. And the minute that they weren't kind of fulfilling my needs or I wasn't fulfilling their needs, we'd just end it. And easy peasy. But I wasn't getting emotionally tied up to where I would sacrifice what I wanted for the relationship. And I think that's key. So when you feel like you have to move to a new area, as this woman, as Amy says here, and maybe it's the guys I'm not clicking with, and a lot of guys don't seem to fit along with me, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you. You know, you do have to stop and self-reflect a little bit and say, hey, is there something I'm doing wrong? Is there something? And that's why a lot of you guys are here, because we've done things wrong. And we say, there's got to be something I'm missing here. She says, 11, sometimes I'm tempted just to give up and settle. I've never been one to give up on my standards, but I'll admit the thought crosses my mind. I've definitely settled in the past and it was terrible, but I feel like all my viable options have passed me by while I wasn't paying attention. I'm afraid the longer I hold out, the more I have to settle, the more I'll have to settle later on. Yes, and we all have to settle. Look, if you were to ask every man out there, some men like brunettes, some like blondes, some don't care, some like this nationality, some like them thick, some like them thin, some like them chesty, some like them bubble butts, right? We've all got some, but very, very few of us, if ever, has a man said, she was my ideal woman. What happened is a guy will say, you know what, she's missing this and she's missing this, but I like this and I like this about her. And so, you know, good enough. Like, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with falling in love with this person. I'm okay with being with this person. We all have to settle. But the minute you say, I'm not settling, I want this, and it's going to be that, you're never going to find it. 6 foot tall and up, 10 or 15% of the population. 6 figures and up, 10% of the population. But is the 6 foot guy the same that makes the 100 grand figure? No. Athletic body, 10%. By the time you start putting all these 10%, the top 10% of everything together, the guy that meets all that is 1% of men. So you're going to have to settle, because otherwise you've got 100% of women looking to be with 1% of men. And you know what that 1% of men does? He sleeps with as many of them as he wants to, and he only settles for the 1% of women. Or maybe he says, hey, you know what? I got it going on. I'm not going to settle for any of them. I'm just going to be single and alone and a player. And that's what he does. These are the bad boys that all the women fall in love with and never get, because he's a bad boy for Amy, and he's a bad boy for Jenny, and he's a bad boy for Michelle, and he's a bad boy for Katie. And so he's enjoying, hey, man, so women would rather share that one guy than settle for anything less. And she's even talked about that in some of her other stories. She shares a guy, right? She shares a guy just to have a little piece of him, a little time with him, because, oh, he's so awesome. But then when they want it to become serious, he rolls on. And in the meantime, the, quote, average guy sitting out there going, hello, yeah, remember me? Oh, you'll come see me when I'm 45 and you're 40 and it's time for the no fun, settle down. She says, I might have to accept my fate and die alone. No, you're not. Come on, let's be serious. You're not going to die alone. A woman can easily, A, get a guy that will settle for her, or B, cats. I mean, she is not going to die alone. The problem is, if she never adjusts her standards, then yes, she will probably die alone. I definitely want to find an amazing partner, but I know not everyone gets that in life. I'd rather be on my own than with someone I don't love deeply, despite the scared little voice in my brain that tells me to settle sometimes. The older I get, the less certain I feel that I'll meet my person eventually. It might not happen. But the first bad boy that rolls around that winks at her is good looking. He's like, how you doing? She's like, good. Just so you know, I don't know if she says this or not. Just so you know, I have an STI.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
I have an STI. If that's okay with you, then we can, you know, we can fool around a little bit. Some guys will be like, yeah, all right, why not? I'll wrap it up and we'll have a little bit of fun. And then he has his bit of fun. He's like, oh, I didn't want to settle down. I'm just having my fun. And he rolls on. And again, now she's like, oh, well, this bad boy, and men are awful, and men keep doing this to me. The bad men keep doing it to you. The nice guys are still chilling, doing their own thing, happily moving on, along through life. It's all the boys, quote, bad boys, that the women are complaining about, saying men are pigs, men are awful, men are this, men are that. Those are the guys that you chase, you catch, he hits it and quits it, and then you're upset. The nice guys are still chilling around like, oh, you friend zone me, remember? There's still the nice guys out there. And then again, a very large percentage of men now today are just saying, I'm out. I'm done with all this. It's not going to happen. Forget it. It's just not going to happen for you. All right, guys, now it is time for the profile of the day. All right, today's profile is 25. She has a heavily tattooed, including her face. She says, I'm a fun, needy, crazy, tattooed single mom who knows what she wants and isn't going to settle for anything less. Sound familiar? I'm not here for games. If you don't like children or have no intention of being a strong role model for mine, then don't bother. We come as a package. And then she gives her Instagram up. Now, one of the things that women need to understand first is that if you are heavily tattooed, and I'm talking very heavily tattooed, including your face, you've narrowed the range of dating. You've made a determination that, a face tattoo is a statement. It's a very strong statement. So you are definitely cutting out the dating potentials that you might have. However, at 25, this is what I've been talking about this whole episode. Crazy, I'm needy. That's the first three words, fun, crazy, and needy. Fun, good, needy, red flag, crazy, red flag. Face tattoo, red flag. Single mom at 25, could be a red flag. Knows what she wants and isn't going to settle for anything less. That's the biggest red flag. It's what I've been talking about this whole episode. I'm not here for games. I'm going to talk about this time after time after time because this is what men have noticed and women aren't getting it through their heads. I'm not here for games. Gal, 25 years old, men want games. They're fun. They're going to college. They're enjoying time with other people. They're hanging out with their mates down at the pub, maybe watching some football, and both American football and, you know, European soccer football. They just want an easy time. You're advertising here, if you don't like children or have no intentions of being a strong role model for mine, then don't bother. You're 25. What kind of role model is a 25-year-old young man going to be for kids? I mean, no offense, 25-year-olds, you're not kids anymore, but you guys at 25 haven't figured out where you're going or what you're doing in life. You're not financially solvent yet in most cases. You're just getting started. You're just getting your wings open out and seeing where you're going to go in life, and already she wants to tie you down, make you a role model, and support a heavily tattooed, unfun, crazy, needy person. I just don't get it. She drinks frequently, and she has and want more kids, so she wants more kids. I don't know, fellas. I don't know. I think this sums up everything nicely, and if you find some... If you find some dating profiles like that and you see more and more and more of them and you just say you're out, again, this is a perfect example. I'm just going to leave it here. There's nothing more to say. Her profile says it all. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And check me out. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. If you're a member over there, you can direct message me, and I'll be putting up my videos as a backup over there. We have a community where you can join the forums and discuss things and topics and videos and things over there without censorship. So it's unlike YouTube. And I do not remove any of your comments. If they disappear here on YouTube, that is YouTube doing it, not me. Remember that. Guys, that's it for me. Always remember, you know, if you're having a tough time and having a tough go of it, these women are too, but it's for different reasons. They want to have their fun and then come find Mr. Serious. And that Mr. Serious is supposed to be you. And men aren't ready for that. Men want to go have their fun and enjoy themselves pretty much all through life.